Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 20, beginning at verse 14 and going to the end of the chapter at verse 29. You'll find it on page 163 in your pew Bible. Now, there's two things going on in this passage. The first is an interesting scenario where Moses needs to take Israel through the territory of the kingdom of Edom. And he makes a request for their safe passage. It's a wonderful example to us of the way that the Christian church and God's people are to deal respectfully with the powers of the world. He's very respectful. He refers to him as his brother. He acknowledges concerns that Edom might have. He pledges that they will stay to the road. They won't damage anything. And then when objections are raised, he says, look, we'll pay for everything. It's a really good example for us that when it comes to the things of the world, the Christians are not to be arrogant because we're the people of God. We're to do everything possible to be at peace so far as it depends on us with all people. And the secular culture should look upon the church as respectful of those prerogatives that rightly belong to the secular authorities. Now, Edom's not going to help them. They're going to wickedly oppress them. There's more to follow, but let's just say God will judge them for doing so. And so it is that the church, the people of God, are the apple of his eye. He will deal with their oppressors. His people are to be respectful when dealing with the world. Now, the second part is the death of Aaron. And Aaron is going to be prematurely have his life ended because of the sin he committed with Moses when they struck the rock twice in the previous passage. And you say it seems awfully severe. Well, partly he was adding to the gospel implicitly. They were not relying on God's saving work expressed in that way. They were adding human contribution to it. We are not to add to the gospel. We do not make the gospel better by adding to it. We, in fact, destroy it. And it was a very grievous thing for them to do. Moreover, the Bible is very clear in saying that let those who teach the word of God be held to a higher standard. Aaron's the high priest of Israel. God holds him to a higher standard. It's a sober warning to people like me who serve as pastors in the church that we are to speak the truth. We're to restrain ourselves to the word of God. Church leaders are held to account for their conduct in God's house. Here, Aaron, who will go, we will see Aaron ourselves in the eternal city that we'll be hearing about in our sermon. This is most certainly a saved man, but he suffers a chastisement because of his failure in his very important leadership role. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 14 of Numbers 20. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the hardship that we have met, how our fathers went down to Egypt, and we lived in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians dealt harshly with us and our fathers. And when we cried to the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and brought us out of Egypt. And here we are in Kadesh, a city on the edge of your territory. Please let us pass through your land. We will not pass through field or vineyard or drink water from a well. We will go along the king's highway. We will not turn aside to the right hand or to the left until we have passed through your territory. But Edom said to him, you shall not pass through, lest I come out with a sword against you. And the people of Israel said to him, we will go up by the highway, and if we drink of your water, I and my livestock, then I will pay for it. Let me only pass through on foot, nothing more. But he said, you shall not pass through. And Edom came out against them with a large army and with a strong force. Thus Edom refused to give passage to Israel through his territory, so Israel turned away from him. And they journeyed from Kadesh, and the people of Israel, the whole congregation, came to Mount Hor. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron at Mount Hor on the border of the land of Edom, let Aaron be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land that I have given to the people of Israel, because you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered to his people, and shall die there. Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar his son. And Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron had perished, all the house of Israel wept for Aaron 30 days. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever. Amen.